Larry Bluestein, taking you up until 10 o'clock. Glad you could be with us for the last 2 hours, plus the half hour that we spent with Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki on the Hurricane Hotline. If you missed any of our interviews this evening, please go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page, and you'll get a chance to listen to everybody that took part this evening. We were talking in the last segment about Xavier Restrepo. Here's somebody that obviously will most likely end up as the all-time leading receiver for the University of Miami. Somebody from the time that he was probably 8 years old was told that you're too short, you're too slow, you're this, you're that, every negative possible. But somebody who was on his side from day one, along with dozens and dozens of other athletes, is Sly Johnson from Premier Athletes, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Sly, thanks so much for taking the time, and I know that all these kids that you've worked out and trained with for all these years and taught their craft, you've been on their side since day one, and you knew exactly where guys like Daniel Braverman and players like Xavier Restrepo and Josiah Trader and Jeremiah Smith would end up.
Yes. First off, thanks for having me on. And yes, once you can identify the children or the kids that have the craft, it's an innate thing at this point. You're able to identify who's going to be successful in the pressure-packed moments, you know, because having the skill set and being able to use it when the pressure's on, when it's fourth down, when, you know, 80,000 people are looking at you to make the play, that's a different thing, and you have to own it by then. It's not the time to be trying to get it then, you know?
And, you know, you're probably one of the very few that looks at somebody like Xavier Restrepo and, you know, what is he, 5, 6 catches, 7 catches away from breaking another record. You expected this because you knew what type of football player he was. I mean, you knew that he had great hands. He ran tremendous patterns. His work ethic was like nobody else. When do you know that? I mean, because I know when you're 10 and 11 and 12, you're just growing. But when did you know that he had that certain something that was going to add up to what he's doing now?
Well, you know, first he was a defensive back over there with, because, you know, Stanford Samuels used to help me with the camp for years. So he was a defensive back with Boosie. So once I talked to his parents, you know, and let them know that in the recruiting process, it'll probably be a lot easier. And if you have NFL aspirations, which he does, and his family did at that time, and still do, obviously, I said, if you want to make that a reality, you're probably going to have to change positions. I don't see anyone at the highest levels that look like you playing that position. You know, you're a great football player, and you can play at that level, but it's not going to be at that position because the profile that they do is, you know, the profile that they do is, yeah, this sort of illegal.
I'm following the bouncing ball, believe me. I understand. But he made the change. He listened, obviously, whether it was at Monarch or over at St. Thomas or Deerfield Beach. He always stepped up his game, and certainly no surprise to you. But you look at somebody like Jeremiah Smith. I mean, a generational talent. But he is also somebody that worked extremely hard to get where he's at. People think, oh, well, he's 6'3", and he's 200 pounds, and he runs a 4.37, 4.4, and he's got great hands and runs great patterns. But he's had to work as well.
Yeah. For the longest, we thought he was going to be like, you know, the same as the other kids. Sam Bruce, you know, McGarrett, you know, 5'10". Because he was a 5'10 kid up until the end of his sophomore year. When he was at Pace, he was a slot guy, you know? And so he has the entire skill set as a route runner. And then in about, I'll say, June or July of his sophomore year, after school ended, he grew about 3 or 4 inches over the summertime. And all of a sudden, he's tall Jeremiah Smith. But he had the same exact skill set, you know? He never stopped coming to the camp. He, Restrepo and Jeremiah have the best attendance of my camp in the last 20 years. It's a coincidence, right?
Yeah, yeah, so, right.
So during that time when Jeremiah was having his growing pains with his knees, because he would grow 2 or 3 inches at it. I mean, not 2 or 3 inches, maybe 1 inch at a clip every 2 or 3 months, you know, which is a big deal for a kid that age. So he would have knee pains, and sometimes he would come to camp and not be able to do certain things. And I told him, you know, just stay with the body movements before you get too big and they become awkward to do, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, no, and probably a growth plate issue also, probably when you grow that fast. And yeah. I mean, you can understand. No, I mean, but you know, Geno Smith's cousin, obviously he's been around the game. He saw a couple of weeks ago when Ohio State played at Oregon, Geno was on the sideline with him. Yep. That football support. And you see it all the time. You see parents that come out all the time and then check out their kids because it's important. And your reputation obviously precedes you. And the fact is you're a no-nonsense guy. I watch you at camps when all your players that you work out and train are going against each other, and you're livid. You know, why would you go against each other? You face each other almost every Sunday, you know, go against right. somebody else, see what they have to offer. And right. you watch these kids like they're your own. And obviously they respond. And, you know, you look at some of the players that you've had in the past and the ones that you have now.
Man.
You do this year round. You know, I mean, obviously this is your passion. Talk about that, because every Saturday or every Sunday you meet with a group of kids, the young kids first, and then some of the high school and college players. And like you said, even the best of players still come back. I mean, like yeah. you said, I mean, here's Xavier Estrepo still going to come back and yeah. work with you. You know, yeah. Jeremiah will be back. And talk about that, because I don't think the average person understands that learning the craft is one thing, but perfecting it's another.
Christian Restrepo is the original member of the Restrepo that came to the camp. He played for Everglades High School. He's probably 30 years old, and he brought little Xavier. That's his nephew. Chris Smith is Chris's oldest son. He's the original member of Premier Athletes. And as he got older, he started bringing his little brother, Jeremiah. You get it? So they're part. And now Restrepo has a little brother named Dominic. He's 11, so I still have the Restrepos there. And Chris, Jeremiah, has a little brother named Angelo. He's 15. So they're still there. So they're yep. these two parents, Chris Smith and Restrepo, have been with me literally for the last 10 years, 15 years, because of their older kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's a great thing. And like you said, Dominic is, you know, growing up pretty quickly. We remember when he was born. Now he's playing. He's got hopefully the same work ethic as his older brother, because that's the one thing too, is that yep. Zay comes home, you know, he loves his family. He loves his brother and his sister, and they're very important to him in his life. And yep. he's the ultimate role model, because, you know, as well as I do. And I mean, here's somebody who not only is a football player and just a tremendous worker, but he also gets it done in the classroom. And mm-hmm. that's important, too. He's going to get his master's degree. I mean, here's somebody who's worked his tail off to be that type of role model. And everybody on that football team, you know, you listen to them, you know, whether it's Cam Ward or any of the other receivers, they have the utmost respect. You know, somebody I asked, excuse me, a couple years ago when Mario got the job and he had an opportunity to go through spring and watch. And I said, I would almost bet that if you had an opportunity to recruit a Xavier Restrepo, you would have done it. And he goes, no doubt, no doubt. He's my Christ. Type of guy. And yep. that's high praise. You know, I mean, you're talking about somebody who's, you know, been there, done that college-wise, worked with a lot of great guys, but to have somebody like that. And, it, you know, it's also a testament to you and his parents for standing by him all the way and being there and everything. And before we let you go, anybody else to look for? You talked about Jeremiah's younger brother, who's at Chaminade right now. Anybody else that maybe we want to look for in the next year or so?
Oh, my goodness. If I start that, I'm going to get myself in trouble.
One player that, you know, that has an opportunity.
From the really young kids, I have a little cousin. His name is Darian Johnson. It's Boogie's little brother. They call him Damn, he plays for the Miami Gardens Ravens. He's been with me like since 4 years old, so he's a super skilled kid.
And Booby's done a tremendous job too at Northwestern. I think he's one of the more reliable type of players. Sly, I can't thank you enough, brother. You know that. You know, you're a special guy, and you work extremely hard. And I know everybody has the utmost respect for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Larry. Anytime you have any questions about the young kids, I'll come and give you the answers.
We got to get your list together so you don't hold anybody up. All right, man. Okay, thanks so much.
Good stuff. Thanks, Larry.
All right, Sly Johnson, Premier Athletes. What a great show. Thanks so much. We'll be back with you next week. Brittany, thank you for doing what you did. And my guy in the back there, Mr. Reliable. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Thanks so much.